Hello, Saints. So today I'm going to expose long-haired Jesus. We don't find anywhere in Scripture Jesus having long hair. So I'm going to start in 1 Corinthians 11:14. Doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? That word long hair, transliterated, is komao. And that means to wear tresses of hair, or to have long hair. And tress is just a fancy word for a long lock of hair. So a tress of hair is like a long lock of woman's hair. So Brother Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit of truth, explains that nature teaches us plainly, for man to have long hair, it is a shame unto him. This is most certainly true, and as I've gone over in my previous study on confusion, it can blur the lines between masculine and feminine, which the Lord has not ordained. Yet, if we take a look at many of the images of Jesus circulating the internet and the world, most depict him with long locks and shoulder-length hair. So where did this depiction come from? Here's what the Catholics have to say about it. The pictures we have of Jesus with long hair do not derive from any physical description we have of him in the Bible, because there is none. The basic image comes from a long artistic and iconographic tradition, influenced, among other things, by the Shroud of Turin. However, this tradition does not contradict the Bible. Really? So wait a second, making an image of God is expressly forbidden in Scripture, but it doesn't contradict the Bible? So it's okay to manufacture lies outside of the truth? Revelation 22:15. For without our dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. So nope, it'll damn your soul. But furthermore, the long hair also springs up from the idea of human excellence and beauty personified in the pagan Roman gods. In fact, early depictions of Christ in art mimic gods like Apollo, who was the sun god of the Romans. In regards to the effeminate-looking depiction of Jesus, what do the Scriptures say about effeminacy? 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. So do the Scriptures tell us anything about his appearance? Really, only in one verse do we get a vague understanding of what he looked like upon the earth. Isaiah 53, verse 2, but I'll also read verse 3. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form, nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. So he was not beautiful, with a long flowing mane. He was not a beautiful long flowing mane type character we see depicted in Western media. He didn't stick out at all. In fact, so much so, Judas had to give him a kiss to mark him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Matthew 26:47-50. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the twelve, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whosoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. So notice how Judas didn't say, the man with long blonde locks in a white tunic with blue eyes. He would have stuck out like a sore thumb. So these depictions of the Lord have no backing in Scripture and thus are anathema, which means accursed. In conclusion, Mark 13:21-22. And then, if any man shall say to you, Lo, here is Christ, or Lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect.